Dr. Ruth Westheimer died on Friday in New York City. She was 96 years old. NPR's Chloe Veltman reports the internationally renowned sex therapist, media personality, and author tore down taboos with her non-judgmental and good-humored public conversations about human intimacy.
Ruth Westheimer was in her 50s when she began her career advising people in a very public way on the most private of matters.
I personally, but do you hear me clearly? Personally, I am not for vasectomies.
Starting with her popular call-in radio show Sexually Speaking in the early 1980s, Westheimer became known as a proponent of safe sex, who used sexual terms at a time when few dared to in public settings. Both her radio broadcasts and subsequent TV offering, The Dr. Ruth Show, which by 1985 attracted 2 million viewers a week, were subject to disclaimers.
This television program contains explicit sexual language and may not be suitable for all viewers.
Westheimer went on to write dozens of books, including Dr. Ruth's Guide to Good Sex and Sex for Dummies. She taught at Yale, Princeton, and Columbia, and was also an outspoken supporter of gay and abortion rights, catching fire from conservatives during the Reagan era, like anti-feminist leader Phyllis Schlafly. But she cut an unlikely authority figure. She was 4'7" in height and possessed of an infectious giggle. The Wall Street Journal went as far as to describe her voice as, quote, a cross between Henry Kissinger and Minnie Mouse. But these attributes were part of Westheimer's appeal. Here she is talking about her approach to sex ed on NPR in 2007.
It has to be taught based on scientifically validated data, and it has to be taught with some kind of humour.
But Westheimer's joie de vivre belied a difficult past. She was born into a Jewish family in Frankfurt, Germany in 1928. At 10, her parents sent her to Switzerland to escape anti-Semitic violence perpetrated by the Nazis. Westheimer believed her parents were murdered at Auschwitz, since she never saw them again. She downplayed the impact of this loss on her life.
I have always said I'm not a Holocaust survivor because I was not in a camp.
It wasn't until 2019, with the release of the Hulu documentary Ask Dr. Ruth, that she spoke up about her past. Here she is on NPR that year.
How upset I am when I see children being separated from their parents, because that's the story of my life.
After the war ended, Westheimer immigrated to Palestine, which was under British control at the time. There she trained as a scout and sniper for Haganah, the underground group fighting for the creation of an Israeli state, where she almost lost her legs during a mortar fire attack. In her own irrepressible way, she made light of this many years later on NPR.
That's not why I'm short. I would have been short anyway.
Westheimer went on to study in Paris and, after immigrating to the United States in 1956, also in New York. In 1980, after giving a speech to broadcasters about how to use radio for sex education, she was offered her first show.
And the rest, ladies and gentlemen, is history.
In a piece for WHYY's Fresh Air in 1987, critic-at-large Laurie Stone acknowledged Westheimer's burgeoning success, but she also noted the sex therapist's inability to keep up with advances in her field and love of publicity.
She exercised rare restraint in turning down a Dr. Ruth doll. But mostly, this is a girl who cannot say no to money and attention.
Westheimer didn't say no to much, except perhaps to talking about her own bedroom habits.
I don't talk to anybody, not even you, about my sex life.
She was already in her 90s when she told Ellen DeGeneres the secret to her long life was talking about the sex lives of other people. Chloe Veltman, NPR News.